Welcome back, Jim, along with Cake and Buffalo Mark. Who are you rooting for? JUCO. Text us, Bob Scott RV Team text line, 970-242-1340. Or call us on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line at 970-242-1340. So we had Nucla, who lost in the 1A state title game. But the Delta Panthers, they continue to carry the flag of the Western Slope into the 3A state baseball tournament. They have Alamosa over at Butch Butler Field in Greeley at noon today. And right now, on the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, the coach of the Delta Panthers, Steve Ryer. Steve, we appreciate the time. I know it's a busy day for you, so thanks for squeezing us in.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations to your ball club. You were able to take care of business at home with the win against Cortez, 9-4, and then you shut out Ken Denver 10-0 to move out of the regional part into the state tournament over in Greeley. But a really good weekend, in particular offensively, for your ball club with those 19 wins. You only gave up the 4 runs in 2 games.
Yeah, we swung it really well in the Kent Denver game. Cortez, they kept us off balance a couple of innings, and we finally figured out a way to score some runs. We put some pressure on them a little bit on the bases, and kind of forced their hand a little bit. And then the Kent Denver game, we came out and swung it very well. We changed our approach a little bit in between games. We had too many big swings in that first game, and we went back to a singles approach, and that worked out pretty well for us. And then, Clayton Abila came in. He pitched that game against Ken Denver. Man, he flat got with it. He threw a lot of strikes, and he was pretty dominant.
Yeah, he won by the 10-run rule, and Clayton, as you referenced, gets a complete game victory. The 4 strikeouts, only gave up the 4 hits, gets the shutout. And then certainly, like you talked about, the offense definitely gave him the run support he was looking for with the 10 runs. And a really good day for Kobe Keller. Had a he had a 3-hit day, excuse me, but you had 2 RBI day from Nathan Workman. You had a couple of RBIs as well from one of your senior leaders, and of course that would be for the Delta Panthers, would be Rowan Carmichael. So he drove in a couple of runs for you, Steve. I mean, those guys really delivered with some timely hits and took advantage of runners in scoring position.
Oh, most definitely. And, as I look back over the season, that's kind of the way it's been. Rowan's had a good year for us. He just seems to come up at the right time. And Nate Workman, I looked at his average, and it's not overwhelming by any means. But then you look at his RBI production, and you look at his timely hits. He's had some huge hits for us this year, he's starting to get hot. So it's kind of a good feeling when your 9-hole guy is starting to get hot at the right time.
Delta Panthers coach Steve Ryer, they take on Alamosa at Greeley today in the 3A state baseball tournament. You look at your ball club, 21-4, Steve, a great season. Alamosa 15-8 on the season, your opponent today at noon. And from a team batting standpoint, they've hit .296 this season. And really the guy that's kind of led the way for them this season for the Mean Moose has been Caden Alonzo. He's driven in 28 this season. He leads the team in RBIs. What have you seen and what have you heard about the Alamosa Mean Moose?
We actually played them twice earlier. They were our first loss, second game of the year. We didn't pitch well. They played pretty well, but I think that game we ended up giving up 11 walks and 6 of them scored, and we lost by 3 runs. So we saw them the next weekend in the Colorado Springs St. Mary's tournament, and we ended up getting a little bit of payback and beat them 13-8. So, we're familiar with each other. That can be good and bad, we're trying to guess who they'll throw at us. Alonzo's one of those kids. He's pitched pretty well down the stretch, and the Lujan kid has pitched pretty well down the stretch. So, bottom line, we have to come out and stay hot at the plate, and pitchers have to throw strikes. If they throw strikes and keep us in the game, we're going to be in good shape just about whoever we play.
Well, Steve, I know you're busy. We appreciate the time. You'll take on the winner. You get the win against Alamosa, University of Colorado Academy. That game is coming up at 9:30 this morning, and then you play the winner of that game at 2:30 today. And hopefully we'll be talking to you maybe next week about a state championship. And celebrating that in Delta. That'd be fantastic. And what do you feel like your ball club learned from last year when you guys got to the postseason and unfortunately didn't go as far as you wanted to?
Right. And it's funny, Jim, because we were talking about that the other day. The last 2 years, or the last two times we've made it to state, we've had that one dominant arm, you know, in Jasper Carmichael. And, you know, then we would kind of piece things together on the other games. And this year, we don't, you know, we don't necessarily have that one dominant arm. You know, we've got five or six guys that we can throw out at the starter any time, and they all know that. And I think, with that being said, I think our focus is a little bit more determined this year. You know, we stopped and hit yesterday, and that's probably as focused of a group as I've seen in my, you know, 24 years of doing this. So it was, you know, it's just a different feeling all the way around. You know, now whether that transfers or not, you know, that remains to be seen. But, you know, I would definitely say we've ratcheted up the focus.